News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, radical plans and train for the rebel city. Yet Cork is to see major changes in transport, housing and infrastructure as part of a new Cork City draft development plan. Anne Doherty, Chief Executive of Cork City Council, joins us. And what can we expect from these plans?
Well, I suppose what was published yesterday is a draft of the Cork City Development Plan, Our City, Our Future, which is now out to public consultation. So this is the plan that sets out for the next 6 years the future of our city. It's one of three plans which will bring us to the life of Ireland 2040. Really important, really exciting. I suppose it's the first time that we now have a plan that encompasses the full city, the previous footprint, which was unchanged for 50 years, along with the suburbs of Douglas, Ballincollig, Barony, Tower and Glenmire and the immediate hinterland. So that new city for Cork.
You want Cork to be the fastest growing city in the country?
Well, I'd say everyone in Cork does, but more importantly, it's set out very clearly in Ireland 2040, the government's national plan, that Cork will be a large international city of scale, a national driver of economic growth. So I suppose for the first time, everybody's on the one page and has the same vision for Cork, which is great. And that's backed up by already seeing large scale government investment in Cork.
50% increase in population is the plan. Where are you going?
By 2040.
By 2040. Yeah. Not overnight.
No.
Where are you going to put everyone?
Well, I suppose that's what's important about having a plan. And this plan is probably the most important because it does start to set out how you would deliver compact growth, what that could look like, where development opportunities can be, how you manage that. So that's why this plan is really, really important. So compact growth is important for sustainability. It's important for communities. It's important for how we want to live as people. And so as the first part of this plan, we did have the first round of consultation. And there were some very clear messages from the people who lived in Cork City about the type of city that they wanted. So this is where everybody's going to fit. Obviously, we have the Cork City Docklands, which is the largest regeneration site in Europe. So that has huge potential now. Obviously, that will be developed out over the life of three plans. But that is also a very important part because of its adjacency to the city centre and the walkability and livability of that part of the city.
Okay. 15-minute city as well is obviously something, it's kind of a buzz expression at the moment. That's going to be important. I'm just wondering, there'll be people listening to this morning who may be part of that 50% growth over the coming years. What would be your pitch to people listening this morning about what they can expect if they come to live in Cork and what kind of lifestyle they can hope for there?
At the centre of everything is about quality of life, and Cork has that in abundance. And what's important as we plan the city's growth and development, the 20,000 homes, the 31,000 jobs and the life of this plan, is that we keep at the heart of everything we do the quality of life, that people really, really matter, and that in order for it to come to Cork, you will experience a place, a really, really special place that will meet your needs.
And that was Anne Doherty, Chief Executive of Cork City Council. Really exciting plans for Cork here.
Yeah, actually Cork is quite an exciting city. Anyway, the last few times I've been down there is a real vibe in Cork. Cork is cool. Cork is kind of happening and it has a kind of a smaller city feel. It reminds me of, reminds me nearly of Vancouver or somewhere. It's kind of cool in Cork.
Yeah,
so I think
and
this is
the
a great
Docklands,
plan.
Huge potential for development there. So really interesting.